Welcome to Finish Well Radio, where changing the world starts with changing the home, with your host, Meredith Curtis.
Hi, welcome to Finish Well Radio. I'm your host, Meredith Curtis, and I'm so excited that you're with us today. We're going to talk about 23 ways to honor moms for sons and daughters of all ages. So I hope that you are excited to honor your mom. After all, it's almost Mother's Day, and that's our time that we think about honoring mom. But before I give you 23 ways to do that, I want to talk about what does it mean anyway to honor your mom? And does it even matter? So let's talk about that. I'm going to start with a verse from Scripture. And God says in Ephesians 6, 1 through 3, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth." So what does it mean to honor your mother when you're living in her home? What does it mean to honor your mother after you're grown and out on your own? Those are questions that we kind of need to wrestle with, because the Bible says pretty clearly in the Old Testament, within the Ten Commandments, and then here in Ephesians 6, that if we want things to go well with us and to enjoy a long life on earth, which I know I do, then we want to honor our father and mother. And so what does it matter? Well, it can make a difference in how your life goes, because this is a commandment with a promise. In other words, if you, then God will. So if you honor your parents, God will allow things to go well with you and bless you with long life. And so that's an exciting promise. And sometimes it's really fun to honor our mothers, and other times it's a little more challenging. So we're going to talk about that, because the things I'm going to share, they are things that you can do anytime, all the time. You know, some of them are more Mother's Day type things. But that idea of honor, let's talk about that a little first. To honor means to esteem, to place high value on. So when you honor your father and mother, you basically set them apart as someone special in your life. And whether they are Christians or not Christians, whether they're nice or not nice, you show them a sense of respect. And that can be hard, I know, for some of us, because, you know, some of us maybe have mothers that aren't so wonderful, and we have a lot of conflict with our mothers, and some of us have great mothers. And so there's really the gamut, everything in between. No mother's perfect. I think most mothers want to be, they kind of set out to be, but all of us blow it. And in the way that we blow it, we harm our children. And if you're a mother, you understand what I'm talking about. And then maybe you can have some compassion for your own mother. But if you're not a mother, you may not understand that. Ask God to give you insight into that, because it is really hard to be an imperfect mother, and it's really hard to have an imperfect mother. But that is the way it is, since we live in a fallen world. So just saying that, there's no one here on earth that has a perfect mother. Only Jesus is perfect. He's the only perfect human that ever lived. And so we sometimes have to be creative to look for things to be thankful about our parents. And if nothing else, we can be thankful, right, that they chose life. They chose to have you, to give birth. And you're here on this earth because they carried you for 9 months or however long. So I'm going to share some ways to give honor to your mom. And I think as we share those ways, maybe it will help you with some of you that have mothers that you have found hard to honor until this time. Maybe you'll say, oh, you know what, I can do that. That's not hard, and I can do that. And I think as we put action to this idea of honor, that the feelings sometimes follow. But God does want to help you with your feelings, and He does want to give you a forgiving heart, a compassionate heart towards your mom. I know for myself, when I started out as a mother, I thought, I want to be the best mother ever. I want to stay home. I want to homeschool my kids. I want to raise my children. I want to devote myself completely to my children. And I wish I could tell you that I was like a wonderful, amazing mom, but I have blown it so many times. And that is just such a disappointment to me. And my children have hurts because I haven't been a perfect mother. And every mother listening would say the same thing is true for them, because none of us do everything right. We blow it and we yell and do other things. Now, some of you are saying my mom was abusive, my mom did drugs, and I realize that there's some cases that just really extremely hard. So don't be offended. If you're just a run-of-the-mill woman and or man, you don't have a perfect mother, but you probably have a mother that has a lot of great things about her, and definitely God tells us to honor her. So we're going to start with number one. The first way that we can honor our mothers is to treat her with kindness. You know, kindness goes a long way in making people feel glad to be alive and loved and all of those things. All it takes is some gracious words, some kind actions, a smile. Just when they walk into a room, saying, hey, I am so happy that you're here. It's good to see you. When there's a little something that you can do, maybe you're at the grocery store and you pick up something you know that they need. But those little acts, they go such a long way in making life pleasant. And they definitely help to honor our moms. The second way that you can honor your mom is to resolve past hurts and start fresh. And remember I said before, if nothing else, be grateful that she chose life. If your mom has hurt you and you are carrying around a load of bitterness, then you will not be able to move forward in your life. The bitterness isn't hurting her. Maybe it is hurting her, but it's hurting you more. And God can help you cancel the debt that your mother owes. And that's what forgiveness is. Forgiveness isn't a feeling. Forgiveness is realizing my mother has done me wrong and this is what she owes me. Blah, 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 blah. And then you go back and you cancel that debt. And by canceling that debt, she is free now. She doesn't owe you anything more. And how do we do that? How do we cancel someone's debt? Well, it's because Jesus has canceled our debt. And when I sit and think of all the things I've done and Jesus has canceled that debt, it is very easy for me to cancel other people's debt, because no one has racked up debt like I have racked up with the Lord. And so I just encourage you, take some time, get alone, forgive your mom, start fresh. You know, you may need to put boundaries up. If you have a dysfunctional relationship with your mom, you may just be able to have a relationship through texting or email or over the phone. It may not be time yet where you can, you know, get together in person, but allow the Lord to begin the healing work. And as you forgive her, you pray that God will allow her to repent and ask you for forgiveness. And if there's any offense on your part, that she would forgive you. So anyway, resolve those broken relationships. That's such a great way to honor your moms. Third way to honor your mom, forgive her compassionately. Remember, I said no one sets out to be a terrible mother. I think most of us want to be the best mother that we ever can be. Once you have your own children and you make your own mistakes, it's so much easier, let me tell you, to forgive your mother and have compassion for her. But until then, you'll just have to ask God for it. Number four, talk to her regularly. Talk to her about your day, about your life. If you're an older mom like me and you have children, maybe even adult children, and if your mom is still alive, call her once a week. Set a time, maybe like Tuesdays at 2:00, I'm going to call my mom, and just make that a special habit. I know older folks really enjoy a phone call at the same time each week that they can look forward to. It really becomes a highlight in their life, and sometimes the highlight in their life. But if you live close to your mom, just let her know what's going on. When she says, hey, how was your day? Don't say, it was okay. Just tell her about it. She loves you. She gave you birth and she is interested about your life. And so one way that you can honor her is just to talk about your life and your day. Another way that you can honor her, and this is one of my favorite ways, is flowers. And that, those are really popular on Mother's Day. You can give her a bouquet. You can give her a potted plant. One of the things that my kids started doing, because I used to garden, I used to plant flower beds and all this, and over time I just got busier and busier, and I found it really hard to keep up with all that and to have a beautiful garden. So my kids on Mother's Day, they go out and they get plants from Lowe's and they plant plants and they just make my bed beautiful. They mulch and they do all those things. And once a year there's brand new plants and everything is just perfect. And then it's so much easier to keep up with it for the year, but they do such a good job. And that is really a wonderful way to honor me. I'm so grateful. Another way that you can honor your parents is, this is especially for little children, for their moms, is to make a ceramic or plaster imprint of their hands. And let me tell you this story. My mom has passed away. She's in heaven. And I was going through her stuff. And I found this little ceramic, little plaster of Paris handprint of my mom's hands. They had belonged to my grandmother, and my grandmother had kept them till she was 90 and moved in with my parents. And then she didn't want to give them up, so my mom kept them after she came to live with them and then after she passed away. And so then when I saw them and they were so old, I could not get rid of them because I knew they were so precious to my grandmother that my mom kept them, and that made them even more precious to me because I love both of those women so much. And so I still have them. And so I know my husband says you need to take a picture and let it go. But for right now, it's sitting in my dresser drawer and just a sweet reminder about how those little things that, you know, get messy, like all that plaster of Paris on your kids' hands, but they can just make a sweet memory for so many years to come. Another great way to honor your mom is to make her a booklet filled with photos, scriptures, and notes. And it's so fun to do that now because you can go to Michael's and get all kinds of scrapbooking material. You could put together a little photo album scrapbook. You could make a photo book now. You could go to Sam's or Walgreens or any other place where you get your pictures developed, and you can order these photo books, and you can put writing in them. So you could put special pictures of you and your mom and put scripture verses in, and that's really such a fun idea. Or you can put one together on your computer all by yourself, and then you can go to Office Depot or Office Max or Staples and just get it printed on cardstock. And so there, either way, you have a choice. You can make a little book or booklet for your mom that kind of captures time in photos and maybe her favorite verses. So anyway, that's a special way. Another thing along that line would be to make a calendar. A couple years I've made calendars where you can put in your own photo. Walgreens does that and so does Sam's. Oh my goodness. My mom loves it. My aunts love it. My sister even loved it. I did that for her 1 year and she just thought it was super, super. Another way that you can honor your mom is to cook her a meal. It might be breakfast in bed. It might be dinner by candlelight. You could make lunch out in the garden. Doesn't that sound fancy? I really mean the yard, but out in the garden sounds more fancy. Or you could have a picnic at the park. But the main thing is that you did it. My children, when they were little, loved to make us meals like for anniversary, or still they make each other breakfast in bed when it's a birthday. And so they're just such great cooks. And so it's really a treat when they make dinner. My daughter, Juliana, she's single. She works. And she has a very busy life. She's very involved in ministry. And yet every weekend on Sunday nights, she makes dinner for the whole family. And that is such a treat. Now, she loves to cook, but it really honors me because I know I never have to worry about what's for dinner Sunday night because Juliana's cooking and it's going to be good. Another way that you can honor mom is to take her out for an afternoon. You could go antiquing, you could go shopping, you could go to the movies, you could go to a museum, you could go to a botanical garden. And think about things that your mom likes. Like, I love museums. I could spend days and days in museums. I also love botanical gardens, and I have visited almost all the ones I know about. They're so beautiful. I love seeing all the different kinds of flowers and plants. Another thing that is really special, like, that Juliana, I keep talking about Juliana, my other kids honor me too, but Juliana took me to see The Sound of Music when it was my 50th or 52nd, anyway, I can't remember, but it had come out again, and it was only in theater this one day, and it was a really nice theater, and it had these really lush seats, and we got popcorn, and we watched The Sound of Music in the afternoon, and it was so special. You know why it was so special? And this is why she did it, is because I saw that movie with my mom when I was 6 years old, and it first came out. So it was a really special day, and it was just such a treat. And so that was a very special movie. So little things like that, too, you know, that you can do really are wonderful. Another way that you can honor your mom is to give her a tea party. Now, my mom and grandmother were amazing at this. They would get out the china teacups and the lace doilies, and they would make tea sandwiches and cookies, and they would have buttermints, and oh my goodness, it was such a feast, and everything was so beautiful and lovely. And I grew up with my mom and grandmother just being so wonderful at being hostesses and giving such beautiful tea parties. And so that is something special to me, that when someone throws me a tea party, I get to go to a tea party, or I get to give a tea party. Wow, I really love that, because I love china. I love the delicate little sandwiches and the cookies, and it's just such a girly thing. So guys, if you're listening, don't think that you can't do that. You think, well, I'd rather just plant the garden for my mom. No, because you could take her to a tea shop, because they have tea shops, and you could order that stuff, and then you don't even have to make it. And then afterwards, you probably need to go through a drive-thru and get like a Big Mac or Whopper or something, because at teas, you don't eat a ton. Another thing that you can do to honor your mom is to write a poem. And it can be any kind of poem that you like. If you just wrote her a poem, that would be so sweet. My son wrote me a poem one year, and it was really funny, but it was really sweet and tender at the same time. That was really special. I loved it. You can write a short story with your mom as the main character. Now, none of my children have done this, but I had a student in one of my writing classes, and he wrote a short story, but he made me the main character, and it was so sweet, and it was so, you know, I just thought, oh wow, this is so sweet. And so I'm adding that idea in. Kids, if you're listening, I know none of you have done that, but it is a great idea. Another way that you can show honor to your mom is to seek her wisdom. Respect her opinions and ask for them. Now, it doesn't mean you have to take all of her opinions and do what she says. But when you esteem someone highly, you want to know what they think about things and what they think matters to you, whether you're married or single, whether you're a child or an adult. And that's one way that you can really show honor. I know my husband and I, we have gone to our parents until they died. We would go to them and ask them for advice. And they had really good advice. We did not always take their advice, but most of the time we did, because we learned over time that they really knew what they were talking about, and they had a lot of common sense. And so we're really grateful. And there are times we thought, well, why would we go ask them this? It doesn't seem like they'll probably think we're dumb or whatever, you know, but no, they're so grateful that you care about what they think. So asking for advice, asking for their opinion, that is a real great way to honor your parents. I'm in my 50s now, and so I'm older, and I'm starting to think about the good old days. So this is another way to honor your parents. Listen to her stories about the good old days. Okay, so my kids have heard some of my stories. Look, it's not like I have a ton of stories. I, you know, maybe have like 25 stories. So, of course, they've heard them all at least five times. But they're so good natured, and especially Rose, my daughter Rose is so good natured, because I'll tell a story and she'll say, "Oh, Mom, well, what about this and what happened next?" And she'll just be very interested. And I think, oh my goodness, she's such a blessing, because I know she's probably tired of hearing this story, but she's being so kind to me. So there's kindness again. But as we get older, if you're a mom with little ones and you have a mom that's still alive, and you're wanting to honor her, ask her about the good old days. Say, what was it like when you and Dad were first married? What was it like when you were in high school and college? The older we get, the more we love to talk about the good old days. And so that's really fun to do and a great way to honor your parents. We're going to take a break. And then when we come back, we are going to talk about some more ways to honor your mother at Mother's Day or any time. We'll be right back.
Every woman longs to be beautiful. God's Girls Beauty Secrets, written for ladies from 12 to 28, is a Bible study where beauty secrets are uncovered throughout Scripture. Learn to be beautiful inside and out with God's wisdom and practical tips on making the best of what the Lord has given you. God's Girls Beauty Secrets is available at Amazon.com and PowerlineProd.com. Get your copy today. Powerline Productions, being world changers, raising world changers. You've been listening to Finish Well Radio on the Ultimate Radio Network. Now back to your host, Meredith Curtis.
Hi, welcome back. I'm so excited that you're back, and we're talking about ways to honor your mom. So here's another way. Pray for your mom every day in your personal prayer times. Now, this is so significant. When I find out people are praying for me, and I know most people are like that, especially moms. Moms are the ones who pray, right? Monica, she prayed for her son, St. Augustine, for years and years and years, and he was such a hoodlum, and eventually he got saved. And we know all those stories of moms praying for their kids. But what about kids praying for their moms? That is so significant and so special. So if you want to honor your mom, ask her, "Mom, how can I pray for you? What can I be praying for you for?" And just stand with her in prayer and let her know that you love her. And that is a great way to honor your mom. Tell your mom one thing she did right. You know, the truth is that your mom probably knows all the things she did wrong. And she is probably more aware of them than you are, even if she's defensive and doesn't want to talk about them. Because moms grieve over the things they did wrong in the lives of their children. So if you want to honor your mom, tell her one thing that she did right. Especially if your mom has made a lot of mistakes, let her know something like, "You know, Mom..." Don't do it this way. Don't say, "You know, Mom, you have a terrible temper, but you have a good sense of humor." Don't do that. Don't mention the bad things. But just say, "You know, Mom, you always were funny. And growing up, there was always a lot of laughter in our house because you always kept things lighthearted." See, that's a great thing to say. Now, don't mention the temper thing. But do you see what I mean? Think of that one good thing. And let her know that you appreciate that thing about her. Take a long walk with her. You might take a walk around the block. You might go to the beach and take a walk on the beach. But there's something about the rhythm of walking. It just leads to conversation. And even if you don't talk, there's that camaraderie of just being on a walk together. I love going on walks together. And that is one of my favorite things. And a lot of times I go on walks with my children, and it's really, really special. And now even I have grandchildren. Sometimes I get to go on a walk with my grandsons. And sometimes, like, Kate and I will go on a walk with the grandbabies or one of their aunts and uncles, or Uncle Jim. And so that's just a really fun way. Easy, right? It doesn't cost money. It just takes a little bit of time. Get her a Bible study book. I know that a lot of times it's really fun to get a new Bible study, and it might be like a topical Bible study, or it might be digging into a book, or just a series that she really likes, or an author that she really likes. Buy her a little Bible study. Those are really fun, and that's a way to just tell her, hey, I care about your walk with the Lord, and I'm just investing. I'm investing in your walk with the Lord. Another thing you can do to honor your mom is to buy her a book in her favorite genre. It might be an inspirational book to help her go deeper with Jesus. It might be a biography about someone that she really looks up to. It might be a murder mystery. That's me. I love murder mysteries. And I also love historical fiction. It might be historical fiction. It might be a history. One of my favorite books of all times, you're going to laugh. It was a history book by Plutarch, Plutarch's Lives, you know, and that's like, okay, that's a school book. We buy it for kids, but I was like fascinated with it. And so my husband over the years has bought me so many history books, like these old history books that were written in like the 1400s or back before Jesus was born, because I just love history and I love reading how other people wrote about it, you know, because you get such a different perspective to read something that was written back within 100 or so years of when it happened. So I love books like that. So what does your mom love? What kind of books does she love? Find out. And along the lines of books is get her a music CD. You know, she might like worship music. She might like Christian music. She might like oldies or country. But get her a music CD that she would enjoy listening to. Another thing you can do to honor your mom is to serve her. And you could rub her feet. That's my favorite. Rub her back. Wash her dishes. Fix some of her clothes, you know, mending. Does anyone know how to do that anymore? Because I very seldom do it. But fold her laundry. I mean, little things like that. Just do little things to serve her. There's a little girl that lives with us, and her name is Aisha, and she heard this teaching on honoring your parents and honoring older people. And so everywhere I went after that, she'd like open the door for me. She would carry heavy packages for me. And I said, I don't know if I should feel honored because you're honoring me, or if I should feel old, because the talk was about honoring elderly people. And so, but she was so sweet. And I just will never forget that, because it really, really blessed me. It made me feel really special that, you know, she listened to that teaching and then she went out of her way to just do things for me to make my burden lighter. And that was really, really special. Another way to honor your mom is to esteem her publicly and privately. And each of my children have done that. Each of them have come to me and said, I just want you to know these are the things I appreciate about you. And each of them have let me know those things. And sometimes all of us have conflicts with our children, especially as they move into the teen years and young adult years, and we see things differently, and they're stretching and finding their own way, and we're maybe holding on too tight. In the midst of conflict, I'll never forget this, Shine and I, we were just not agreeing, and we were discussing it, and our discussion was not going well. And I remember Shine stopped, and she just, I won't share with you what she said because it's personal, but she just really like honored me. And I was really taken aback, because in the middle of me not at my best at all, I was kind of being a jerk, and yet she's honoring me. And then the conversation turned, because one, it made me realize she and I are on the same side. We're not on opposing sides, and we can work this out. But I'll never forget that, because it really softened my heart in the moment, but in the long run, it made me feel really special. Because when you can honor someone when they're just not being their best, wow, that just says a lot for who you are. Another thing that you can do to honor your mom is to remember her gratefully. Now, this is practice for when she's gone, because when she's gone, you will wish that you could go on walks with her or take her to a movie or take her to lunch, but you can't. And so all you can do is remember her gratefully. And so I encourage you to start that now. And even tell her memories that you have that you appreciate. And finally, a great way to honor your mom is to advance her legacy. If there is something wonderful she passed on to you, pass it on to other people. I mentioned that my mom gave me a legacy of hospitality, and it has been my mission in life to pass that legacy on to others. She received it from her mom. She gave it to me. I pass it on to my children, and hopefully they'll pass it on to their children. That's a legacy, and that's so beautiful. And so if there's something, maybe your mom just, she is amazing at history and she knows all these facts and she's taught you all these insights. Don't lose it. Pass it on. Maybe she's an amazing cook and she's taught you to cook. Don't lose it. Pass it on. Pass on those special recipes. Pass on those special stories. Let her legacy live on. Not just in you, but in the next generation. Well, we have talked about quite a lot of ways to honor your mom. And aren't you glad God designed the family? He's so awesome. What would we do without our dads and moms? And even though many of us don't have perfect moms and dads, many of us aren't perfect moms and dads, we do have a perfect Heavenly Father. And His love is able to cover over all that isn't enough, because in Christ there is enough love, and He makes up for all the broken places, and He makes up for all that we lack as we strive to love our children and we strive to honor our moms and dads. So God bless you. Happy Mother's Day, happy life, and don't forget, if you honor your father and mother, it will go well with you and you will enjoy a long life on earth. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Finish Well Radio with Meredith Curtis and the Finish Well team. Please listen in every first Monday of each month at 7 p.m. Eastern Time here at the Ultimate Radio Network.